Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. Today's topic is something I know we all grapple with at some point, developing intuition, trusting those gut feelings that seem to pop up out of nowhere. Ever feel like you're making a decision but there's this little voice in the back of your head whispering, oh, maybe not? Or maybe it's the opposite, something feels amazing, right in your bones, and you just know it's gonna be epic. That, my friends, is intuition at work. It's that internal compass guiding us through life, but sometimes we miss those subtle signals because we get caught up in overthinking or external pressures. Now, I'm not talking about some mystical mumbo-jumbo here, although a little magic never hurts. This is about building a stronger connection with your inner wisdom, learning to recognize the patterns and signals your body and mind are sending you. It's like training a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock that intuitive power. Firstly, get quiet. Seriously, take some time for yourself each day to just be present. No phones, no emails, no news cycle bombarding your brain. Just sit in silence, maybe meditate, go for a walk in nature, anything that helps you tune into the stillness within. It's in those moments of quiet that your intuition can truly speak. Think of it like this. You're trying to hear a whisper in a crowded room. You need to find some peace and quiet first. Secondly, pay attention to your body. Ever notice how you get butterflies before a big presentation? Or how a certain scent instantly takes you back to a childhood memory? Your body is constantly sending signals. It's just a matter of learning to read them. Pay attention to your physical sensations. Are you feeling tense? Relaxed? Excited? Anxious? These are all clues that can point you in the right direction. Thirdly, trust your first impressions. That initial gut feeling you get about someone or something, don't dismiss it. Those first impressions are often based on subconscious processing of information, and they can be incredibly insightful. Now, obviously, don't jump to conclusions based on one fleeting thought, but give those initial feelings some weight. Fourthly, don't overthink things. This is a big one for many of us. We get stuck in our heads, analyzing every possible scenario and outcome. But when you overthink, you can actually block out your intuition. Remember, sometimes the simplest answer is the right one. Trust your gut and let go of the need to control everything. And finally, practice makes perfect. Developing intuition is like any other skill, it takes time and practice. The more you pay attention to your inner voice, the stronger it will become. So keep experimenting, keep learning, and keep trusting yourself. Think about a time when you totally ignored your gut feeling about something, and then things went south. We've all been there, right? Maybe you agreed to that last-minute meeting that turned out to be a total waste of time, or perhaps you decided to go on that date with someone who gave you major red flags from the start. It's easy to feel like those intuitive whispers were just random thoughts, but they're usually trying to protect us. Next time you get that nudge, take a moment to really listen. It might be your intuition trying to steer you in a better direction. Remember, friends, trusting your gut isn't about being psychic or having some mystical sixth sense. It's about connecting with your inner wisdom, learning to recognize those subtle signals, and making decisions that align with your values and goals. So go out there, listen to that inner voice, and let your intuition guide you. Trust me, it knows the way. As always, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little intuitive boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks, so let's keep the stoic power flowing. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and trust your gut.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.